whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Are there things that you can do to help Alzheimer's and dementia? Well, here to tell us, yes, that there are effective treatments is a wonderful Jacob Teitelbaum, MD. We love having Dr. Teitelbaum on the program. Welcome back.
Well, great to be with you guys.
It's so nice to have you back on the program. All right, so how many Americans, what's the approximation, have dementia and Alzheimer's, Dr. Teitelbaum?
We're looking at about 10 million Americans who have dementia. We have 5 million that have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but only about 2.5 million actually have it. The studies are showing, these are autopsy studies, that 30 to 50% of people who are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, who have been given this kind of death sentence that their family is going, my God, there's nothing we can do. At autopsy, the diagnosis was wrong. They never had Alzheimer's,
really?
Not a drop of it. They had other treatable, preventable, reversible diseases that were ignored because some doctors slapped the label Alzheimer's on them because there's no specific test.
See, and I was just going to say that, and it's probably because there's no test that can actually tell people whether or not they have it. All right, so let's do, I don't even want to waste any time. I want to know, Dr. T, what could people do to help prevent dementia in the first place?
Well, first, many, many things contribute to that. And we look at studies on thyroid. If people have an underactive thyroid, even if it's normal on the testing, they're at about threefold increased risk of developing Alzheimer's or dementia. If testosterone is low, increased risk. Folic acid is low, increased risk. And probably one of the single most preventive things you can do is to eat a lot of curcumin. It's a really odd thing, but people in India, where they have a lot of curries and they eat a lot of turmeric, curcumin, they have 70% less Alzheimer's than we do here
wow.
in the United States. So
wow.
eat your Indian food, but if you really, you have to eat a lot of Indian food to have the effect. There's studies going on now using, it's a specific product called Curamed, C-U-R-A-M-E-D. That's the only one that I would use because one of those pills gives the absorption of anywhere from 8 to 500 regular curcumin tablets. They actually now have a patent in the United States for using it for Alzheimer's. And we have a study that's including that as one of a number of treatments, over a dozen different treatments we're doing to help reverse Alzheimer's disease. So for those who have a family member or loved one, stay tuned. We're going to teach you more about how to do it and also how to be in the state.
So, Dr. T, for taking Curamed, so for those who are listening going, wow, you know, Curamed sounds amazing, A, where could they find it, but B, how many capsules a day of Curamed should they be taking in order to, let's say, and I don't even know if you're able to say this or not, in order to prevent dementia?
For prevention, I would recommend a single 750 milligram capsule once a day. So if I have a patient who has a family member with dementia, I'll have them take one a day as a preventive. Also, fish oil support or omega-3s, because the brain is made of DHA. It's made of the fish oil. But instead of 8 fish oil pills a day, they can take one called Vectomega, where you get the same absorption as 8 fish oil pills. So you want to keep it simple for people. One Curamed, 750, one Vectomega on this for prevention, and a good multivitamin powder that has vitamin D and folic acid, and you're going to have some of the key things. And then the brain has a use-it-or-lose-it approach to function. So you want to go ahead and exercise your mind. But the key thing you need to know is that if you don't have to reverse Alzheimer's to get better, you just have to increase brain function 5 to 10%, and that's all the difference between being able to take care of yourself and not recognizing your kids. That's why people go in and out from day to day. Some days they recognize the kids, other days they're doing pretty well. So a little tune-up with what we call the MIND protocol, metabolism, infections, nutrition, and drugs. Drugs meaning getting people off of these 15 medications they don't need. You get them off the medications they don't need, the so-called Alzheimer's often goes away, especially things like incontinence medications, sleep medications. But there's really a host of things. And most of the medications that I see people on were given 10 years ago, and the reason for them is long gone. There's just no need for them anymore.
Now, Dr. Teitelbaum, you mentioned You mentioned the prevention, but what about if you actually have dementia and Alzheimer's? Then how much do you take of the things that you mentioned earlier?
For the, if somebody has Alzheimer's, for the nutrition part, I'm going to have them take one or two Vectomega. I will have them take 2 to 4 of the Curamed 750s. I'll have them take a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System Vitamin Powder that gives most of the rest of the nutrients that they're going to need. I will optimize their thyroid and testosterone and estrogen levels. I will look for infections, including sinus. When you're clearing your throat all the time, that's usually postnatal drift from candida. A lot of gas, also candida. Look for bladder and sinus infections. For the drugs, again, the key thing, take the time, see what medications the person doesn't need, wean them off safely, substitute other medications when needed. You do these four things, and very often, people get their minds back.
Now, you mentioned earlier that some of these people don't even have it. So how do you know if you really have it?
Well, the bottom line is it doesn't matter.
Interesting.
Even if you have it, even if you have the Alzheimer's disease.
That's a great answer.
The tuning up the brain still helps. It's kind of like with if somebody has we have two kidneys. You can lose one whole kidney, give it away to somebody else, no loss in function. You can lose about almost half the function of that other remaining kidney, no problem. Then you lose 5% more and you're on dialysis. It's the same with the brain. You can lose a lot of function and really do fine. But at a certain critical point, just that little 5 to 10% difference. And that's the key here, whether you have dementia from mini strokes, whether you have dementia from B12 or other nutritional deficiencies, whether you have dementia from Alzheimer's, a host of things. You tune up the brain and the function can improve.
Dr. Teitelbaum, tell us about how people can get involved in your MIND Protocol study.
For the study, call the phone number and write this down if you have it, pen. 410-573-5389. That's 410-573-5389. Leave a voicemail, and my staff will call you back and make an arrange the time to go ahead and talk with you to give you more information about the study. You can be involved in the study from anywhere in the United States, but we think that we're going to find that a lot of people will really get marked improvement. There's so much more to be done than what the standard medical approach is offering.
And I love that you say that. I mean, Dr. T, you know, you mentioned about the thyroid before, and that, which I thought was a really interesting statistic. You said that if people have an underactive thyroid, first I want to quantify what underactive. Are we talking below 2, TSH of 2?
Well, you like to get the TSH under 2.5, certainly, and probably below 2. But the key thing is instead of adjusting it to the blood test, all the blood test says is that you're not in the lowest 2.5% of the population, which is absurd. If you have an income of $8,100 a year, your doctor would say, you're not in the lowest 2.5% of the population. You're in the normal range. You're fine. That's crazy. You know,
right.
You want to bring people up to mid-range. So you adjust it so that they're not tired, achy, weight gain, cold, intolerant. I like the TSH to be about 1. And I like the free T4 to be about mid-range. But you've really got to adjust it to the individual. When the doctor says your test is normal, that just means you're not in the lowest 2% of the population. I'm sorry, not good enough.
You know what, Dr. T, we always love having you on the show, and we missed you. We haven't had you on for a bit, but we really, really would love you to come back sooner than later because you're always have so much great information, and you're a pleasure to have on. So thank you very much for being on our show today, and you can find out more about Dr. Teitelbaum at his website at endfatigue.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at drdrjteitelbaum. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.